If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Priestcorn.
This is JJ Pete-Gee.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson, our Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Around the corner as the Rebels get ready for kickoff, helping us break it all down and preview this upcoming season down there in Oxford. Brad Logan of the Logan Media Network does a fantastic job talking all things Ole Miss. And again, he joins us today. Brad, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking the time. Excited to talk about this upcoming season with you.
Yeah, I mean, excited about following up a conversation you and I had over in Atlanta about what we think this Ole Miss team will be. And this Ole Miss had their media availability where you could pretty much talk to all the the players of significance, and we heard from Lane Kiffin, and it was a lot of information really fast.
Brad, before we get in the 2025 season, I do briefly want to discuss just how we got here and what happened in 2024. Looking back, Ole Miss goes 10-3, 5-3 in conference play, beats Duke in the Gator Bowl. But when you and I were having these conversations this time last year, it was about Jackson Dart, the last dance. It felt like Ole Miss was as much a lock as any in college football to make the playoff. And we found out very quickly that you just can't really assume anything, especially in this new era. We were all really surprised, obviously, when Ole Miss finished with 9 regular season wins, missed out on the college football playoff. I mean, the Kentucky game will probably live on forever in infamy as one of the worst losses in school history and a loss that held them back from their ultimate goal. Just with all that being said, Brad, how do you compartmentalize what happened in 2024? How do you look back at the season? Because, again, on one hand, winning 10 games at Ole Miss is a very big deal. I mean, getting to double-digit wins is a great season for anybody, but kind of a sour taste knowing what could have been after the investment you made and building a roster that we were touting as maybe the best in school history.
Well, I think if you look at Chalk, the Ole Miss underdog, I think before the season, maybe against LSU on the road and then at home against Georgia, they would ultimately lose one of those, never trailed in regulation and lost to LSU down in Baton Rouge, to where I promise you, Chris, if you've never been down there, a night game at LSU is just different. I mean, it's just different. I've been there. I've seen teams be down 2 scores with a minute to go and lose the game. And win the game, I should say. LSU come back and win. So it's incredible to watch. But then Ole Miss played really well against Georgia. I think the other two losses, obviously Kentucky stands out and Florida stands out. So Ole Miss, arguably the most talented team it's had since, gosh, to probably the 1960s, and to only win 10 games. Yeah, I mean, you talk about the history of Ole Miss football. You talk about 10 wins. Wow, that's really special. But then you kind of look at how you got to 10 wins. And that team easily should have been 10-2 at the end of the year, and could be an argument to be 11-1. A lot of things happened. I think the main thing is the running back room. You know, we heard from Lane Kiffin in the breakouts in Atlanta, and I asked him, Coach, if you could kind of go back and what did you learn and what would you wish you could have done better? And he says, run the ball when it mattered. And, you know, the Liggins play J.J. Pegues play was Liggins years before. But he tried to become a running back against Florida and bounce it outside on 4th-and-1 when he needed to go north and south. Just little things like that. Not having a running back that Lane Kiffin trusts at the end of the year when you had a walk-on wide receiver. Just so many things kind of played into Ole Miss finishing the way it did and just on the outside looking in. Oddly enough, Chris, I think Ole Miss could be much less talented this year and have a better record. And I think a lot of that is because of how the schedule, you know, kind of worked out. I know you're planning, as we talked in pre-production, you're planning on coming to Ole Miss in Florida. You look at Ole Miss, they go on the road to face Georgia. That's going to be tough. To me, the difference between a pretty good season and a great season will happen the week after. There's no bye week in between a trip to Norman right off the trip to Athens, Georgia. If Ole Miss can win that game, regardless of what happens in Athens, I don't think anybody's expecting Ole Miss to go to Sanford Stadium and win. But if they can go on the road and beat Oklahoma, which Brent Venables just got his back against the wall. I saw a hot board earlier today, and he was kind of at the upper echelon of that top 10 hot board across the country. So I have no doubt that Oklahoma has that Ole Miss game circled. Having a conference game at home, a good opportunity to try to get a win. So Ole Miss is going to have its hands full. If they can go to Oklahoma and win, kind of regardless of what happens with LSU and Georgia, chalk happens the rest of the way. Ole Miss could finish 10-2, 9-3, and have a really good season, depending on what bowl game they get in.
Brad, you mentioned Lane Kiffin. I want to spend some time on him really quickly. Going into his 6th season, and I look at him, and you know, I think he's essentially what he's done there. He's kind of reached untouchable status where it feels like, and you're never 100% safe in your job in the SEC. All it takes is a couple down seasons, and obviously that chatter starts. But obviously what he's done for the program, the national scale he's built them up to, you know, winning double-digit games in a season, done that multiple times. But what's the overall vibe in regards to the Ole Miss fan base around Lane Kiffin going into his 6th season there in Oxford?
Grateful that he is still at the head coach at Ole Miss in his 6th season. I don't think anyone anticipated Lane Kiffin being the head coach further than 3 seasons, depending on if it was going to be a success or a failure. But credit Keith Carter, the athletic director, credit Dr. Glenn Boies, making the decision to go after Lane Kiffin. It's worked out well. And I think Lane and Keith and Dr. Boyce being at the front of the transfer portal era when it began, being at the front of the NIL pay for play, whatever you want to call it, being kind of at the front of, I don't know, collective bargaining. I don't think that's the right word, but how this whole negotiating tactic with NIL, and then all of a sudden the NCAA is coming in at the back end and talking about having to legislate how the money is going to be dispersed. I don't think anybody's arguing that players need to be compensated, but I think a lot of people are arguing they need to be they need to be paid for the right reasons, and I think that's what the legislation is. The point I'm trying to make is Lane Kiffin's kind of been at the advent or been at the front of all of that, and just seeing the way that he's maneuvered through the transfer portal in the NIL. But honestly, it's because he's winning. I mean, the popcorn's hotter, the Cokes are colder, and the hot dogs and the hamburgers taste better. And that's kind of where it is right now with Ole Miss. And whether in passing or not, you made the mention a moment ago, in years past, 10 wins at Ole Miss is a huge season. And that's right. And that's something that Ole Miss fans have kind of got accustomed to over the last couple of years. And it's been because of Lane Kiffin and what he's been able to do to a program, injecting a jolt of energy with the Grove Collective. It's done a great job of kind of overseeing this NIL at Ole Miss under Walker Jones, the Grove Collective general manager, if you will. And I think just in concert between Lane Kiffin and Dr. Boyce, along with Keith Carter, and then, of course, along with Walker Jones, that's been interesting to watch. It's been a very, very cohesive unit. But just being able to win football games, being able to win games that in years past Ole Miss loses. And I think that's what Ole Miss fans are excited about is seeing what happens this year, because we'll talk about in a moment, the offense could be better. I don't know that Austin Simmons will be better than Jackson Dart, but I think the surrounding in regards to wide receiver room and running back room, it could be better than last year. Defense probably not as good, but once again, you've seen the schedule, Chris. I mean, it's not bad. It's got a lot of opportunity for Ole Miss to put some wins on the board.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yeah, Brad, you mentioned the offensive side. Let's take a look at this 2025 squad, starting on the offense. And, of course, Austin Simmons catching all the headlines, taking over under center. We saw glimpses of him last season, including the game that I was at, Ole Miss, Georgia, when he came in, filled in for Jackson Dart, who was injured on the first drive, and threw some beautiful balls, let him right down the field, scored a touchdown. I think that only helped build the hype and the hoopla that we've seen this offseason. You mentioned that wide receiver room, Caden Lee back as the top target at wide receiver. You did boost that room through portal guys like Harrison Wallace III from Penn State and Dazon Stribling from Oklahoma State. There's four new starters on the offensive line. You've got Logan Diggs and Kawan Lacey in the backfield at the running back positions looking to carry the load. Daquan Wright, your top target at tight end. Unfortunately, the Luke Haas injury, and you can shed some light on that. Going to knock him out for a while, was expected to make a big impact, obviously, after Ole Miss picked him up in the portal. But you kind of started to talk about it, Brad. Overall outlook and thoughts on what this offense is going to look like. It's been so long since anyone not named Jackson Dart was taking the snaps. But now it's Austin Simmons' time, and there's a lot of hype because of that.
Yeah, you know, you look at Juice Wells. He just did not perform like Ole Miss would have liked him through the transfer out of South Carolina. Trey Harris, at the latter part of the year, and I guess in some ways midway through the year, was injured for a large part of that. And it was pretty much the Jordan Watkins show, and along with Caden Lee. And so it'll be fun to watch. You know, Caden Lee is back, and he's got a great relationship both on and off the field with the quarterback in Austin Simmons. Stribling, to me, is a great possession receiver, and he's big, and he can go up and get the football. And you talk about Harrison Watkins, also a senior transfer. Caleb Odom's a guy that's coming in, a sophomore transfer. He may play more tight end. He may have his hand in the dirt a little bit more because you talked about the injury to Luke Cox, the transfer out of Arkansas. Very highly decorated, but at the earliest we think he'll be able to come in will be at the midway point of the year as he suffered that broken bone. So, but tight end room should be really good. Trace Brookler is a name that that Ole Miss fans will learn. He's also very highly decorated tight end. But, yeah, Daquan Wright, he's the guy that we saw late in the year. And he'd like to atone for a couple of those drop passes, a couple of those, especially late in the year against Florida. So definitely a position of interest and plenty of places for Austin Simmons to throw the football. We saw him, when you mentioned against Georgia with Caden Lee. Caden Lee, not one drop last year when targeted. I mean, that says a lot about a receiver, and you can't ask for any more than that. You know, Jordan Watkins was a great route runner, and I asked Caden Lee yesterday about would he like to be kind of the next Jordan Watkins, and he was very similar to what Austin Simmons said when I asked him, how are you going to be able to fill those shoes left by Jackson Dart? He simply said, I don't like to think about having to fill someone's shoes. I kind of want to pave my own path, and I'm kind of, you know, putting words into his mouth by kind of what he said. He didn't want to talk about filling shoes. He wanted to talk about being Austin Simmons, the new quarterback at Ole Miss. So that's very similar to what Caden Lee said. I asked him also about the Kentucky game. Is this a game to where you guys are going back to Lexington trying to atone from last year? And he smiled and said, we're looking to go 1-0 against Georgia State. So they didn't want to touch any of that revenge business. Although I think deep down they're looking for revenge against Mark Stoops and that Kentucky team. Offensive line is going to be interesting. Patrick Kutas is someone that came in along with Delano Townsend, the sophomore transfer. They'll get some minutes right now. I think Bryson Sanders is the senior, not the senior, but the center right now that wants to try to start. We talked with him yesterday, and Reese McIntyre was a starter all throughout last year. But Bryson Sanders is someone that we think can come in, and he really wants to start. Kutas is someone that could slide over and play that particular center spot. P.J. Wilkins is a sophomore transfer. They could play some guard. Jaden Williams is someone that Ole Miss fans, they've heard that name before. He'll play the tackle along with Diego Pounds. They're going to need Pounds to kind of step it up a little bit from last year. So offensive line, not quite as veteran as it was last year. So definitely a couple question marks. Not as much in the running back room. You talked about Diggs. We talked to him. He's 100% ready to go is what he told me, and Lacey as well. So that running back room is absolutely loaded. Damian Taylor, remember that name, transfer running back out of Troy. Should be fun to watch. But, yeah, Lacey was running with the ones. Ben Garrett of On Three and Rebel Grove reported that. So Lacey, the number one guy. But they're going to run a lot of running backs this year.
Brad, switching sides of the football, you mentioned defensively all the guys that Ole Miss lost. It's a new-look defense, essentially. But two familiar faces are back leading the defense. That'd be the linebackers, Suntarine Perkins and T.J. Dottery. You got a brand-new defensive line, like I said, led by Cam Franklin, Will Eccles, Jamarius Brown, some guys who are highly touted, and I believe that 2024 signing class, they now fill in. You did add Prince Will Umon Mielen from Nebraska and Deshaun Womack from LSU from the portal to man the edges. You replaced the entire secondary. You picked up Sage Ryan from LSU, Kapenya Gushikin, I believe I'm saying that correctly, from Washington State, and Jalen Braxton from Arkansas as well. So, again, as is typical with Lane Kiffin and these Ole Miss teams, it's built from the portal, a lot of new faces. What are you expecting from this group? It sounded like you mentioned that you expect the offense to be the strength of this team. Defense might be a little bit of a work in progress.
I think it is, but, you know, we heard from Pete Golding. He appeared on, you'll have to forgive me the name of the podcast, but I'll listen to it because that's the only type of way we can get any type of information out of Pete Golding. Assistants are not made available at Ole Miss, but he said he likes the defense and there wouldn't be a lot of drop-off from last year. We'll see. I mean, on paper, it looks like a precipitous drop, so we'll see. Prince Will Umon Mielen is the brother of Princey Umon Mielen. Talked to him a little bit. You know, not a lot, just excited about being in Oxford. Said it was a seamless transition when he transferred over. But, yeah, Deshaun Womack, the transfer out of LSU, he's opposite Prince Will Umon Mielen. I think Suntarine Perkins is someone that he told me yesterday he was going to be mainly on the edge. wouldn't surprise me if we saw him at linebacker standing up.
Ole Miss fans, football is back, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long, Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons will go over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns in his debut against Georgia State? I'm thinking he gets at least 3 in a Rebel rout to start the 2025-26 campaign. Could Ole Miss great and Philadelphia Eagle A.J. Brown go over 0.5 combined rushing and receiving touchdowns in the NFL opener against the Dallas Cowboys? Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Unfortunately, they, you know, we almost had the shooting, and T.J. Banks is someone that was injured during that shooting. And Lane Kiffin kind of opened the press conference talking about the injuries and the death of the player that passed away. So the question is, who steps up? You know, you got Taj Chambers, Andrew Jones; those two linebackers are transfers. But it's going to be you know, T.J. Dottery is the guy. He's the guy we saw. He wears the green patch. He's the one that talks to Pete Golding in the headset. And so he, Perkins, and, you know, is Jones. I think Jones was really good at Grambling. We'll see how that transitions over. But they've got Frenchwell listed as kind of a buck, kind of an outside linebacker slash defensive end. But, yeah, the defensive line is someone, or our position. You talk about Jared Ivey that's off in the league. You talk about J.J. Pegues. We talked about him in a moment ago. Walter Nolan's in the league. Princely Amonmiel. And so that's a lot of names, and that's a lot of talent. So you're leaning on Zee Harris, Jamarius Brown, guys like Will Echols and Cam Franklin. They're going to have to take steps. But I think having Amonmiel, and I think he's going to play a lot of snaps along with Deshaun Womack. Cam Beavers is someone that may get some snaps. And then Jeffrey Rush has been someone Ole Miss has really put a lot of stock into, but has kind of been banged up over the last couple of years. So that defensive front. But the secondary, to me, is the one that I think has the most question marks. You mentioned Gashaikin, but Jalen Braxton, I talked with him. He had a little bit of an injury in the offseason, but he said he's going to be good to go. Sage Ryan, the transfer of LSU, along with Nick Cole. So, a lot of unanswered questions right now. Is it someone to where an Andy Jaffe gets some minutes? Cedric Beavers, a transfer out of the junior college ranks. So just running a lot of guys out there in and out, and we'll just have to kind of monitor things over the next week. The next availability for media will be Friday, and Lane's been very good with his time and allowing the media a chance to see practice. So been reading up on all of those. But, yeah, a lot of unanswered questions, because I think one of the best corners Ole Miss has had is Trey Amos is playing for the Washington Commanders now. So he's been doing a great job and definitely missed.
Brad, let's touch on special teams. I know a lot of people overlook this facet of the game, but obviously very important difference in winning and losing at times. Lucas Carnero from Western Kentucky is taking over the kicking duties. He was very good there. Oscar Bird taking over at punter, the freshman. And it looks like Logan Diggs potentially in that mix to be the top returner. Just give us an outlook on Ole Miss special teams. Are you expecting anything, no pun intended, special from this group?
I'm not really sure. You know, I haven't really, you know, dug into that very much. Ole Miss had a really good special teams unit last year. All those guys graduated. Caden Davis was terrific. You remember he kicked that 50-plus yard field goal in overtime against LSU. And Ole Miss had a really good punter last year that moved on. So, yeah, Oscar Bird appears to be the leader in the clubhouse as the Ole Miss punter. But I think Lucas Carnero, it appears that the redshirt junior transfer is the guy that looks to be kicking off right now. Mike Baker could be another name that Ole Miss fans may need to know. But, yeah, right now, Carnero looks like he's the guy that's going to be the number one kicker for Ole Miss.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
So, Brad, when we take a look at this group, four starters return, for what it's worth. I mean, obviously in the transfer portal era, I don't know that that's quite as useful a stat as it used to be, especially when you're Ole Miss and you build so heavily from the portal. But four starters are back, two on offense, two on defense. You mentioned the schedule, Brad. I do want to touch on that really quickly because, like you mentioned, you get going in non-conference play against Georgia State on Saturday, August the 30th. You open up SEC play. You remember last year's schedule felt like it was like a full month. It felt like Ole Miss had a preseason, essentially. First four games or those small non-conference games. Then you dove into conference play. You jump right into it week two, and like you said, you're at Kentucky. There's going to be some major, major revenge on the mind, but you go throughout the schedule. You get Tulane at home in an interesting non-conference slate. LSU comes to town. Going to be looking for revenge there. Might be a night game in Oxford. You get Washington State in the non-conference, but they don't have John Mateer. Tough road games at Georgia and Oklahoma. South Carolina comes to your place as well. That big showdown against Florida. And then you're at Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl on Black Friday to close out your season. Simply put, though, Brad, this schedule feels pretty conducive for a big year to Ole Miss. Just talk about the overall schedule when you look at it. Would you agree with me? Do you feel like it sets up well for the Rebels to make a run in 2025?
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I go back to what I said at the opening of the show. I think Ole Miss could have less talent and have a better record than last year. And I think that's in large part because of the schedule. I feel very comfortable in saying after hearing the players yesterday that Kentucky very well may beat Ole Miss on Saturday, September the 6th in Lexington. But Ole Miss will not overlook Kentucky on Saturday, September 6th in Lexington. So there are very many – there are a lot of things that can happen. Overlooking Kentucky will not happen. I feel very safe in saying that. So and then you follow that up with Arkansas. I think the game to me, I think Ole Miss – very well should be 3-0. They can't overlook John Sumrall. Tulane may be the best team Ole Miss faces before it faces LSU following the first three games of the year. I'm looking at that Tulane game. But to me, if Ole Miss does what it needs to do, regardless of what happens with LSU and Georgia, if it can go on the road and beat Oklahoma, I think it very well can win the remainder of its games and finish 10-2. But if they lose in Oklahoma, I do think 8-4 is on the table, because at that point you open up possibilities against how important is the season when Florida and South Carolina come to town, and how desperate will South Carolina and Florida be at that point? I saw Billy Napier's name is number one on Ari Wasserman's hot board list from On Three. So where will Florida be at that time? You know, I don't know how good Shane Beamer's team's going to be. I do know this, quarterback. Help me out, Chris.
Lenore Sellers.
I don't know. I mean, the only game I really watched in detail was the game against Ole Miss in Columbia, and that was not a good barometer for Lenore Sellers. So I just haven't really bought in on Lenore Sellers. I think I'm selling his stock right now. I really like Jackson Arnold. I thought he played really good against Ole Miss, specifically in the first half. I don't think people are buying enough stock. Now, Chris Doran, you look at Oklahoma. Well, he's buying Oklahoma this year. I mean, he's all in, talking about that transfer quarterback is going to win the Heisman Trophy. So, I mean, anything can happen. It's talking season. That's why we're talking tonight. But to me, that Oklahoma game is the hinge game. If you pin me down, I say 9-3 right now if I'm picking Ole Miss's record. But I think there's a chance to be 8-4 if you don't win that Oklahoma game. Win that Oklahoma game. I think 10-2 is on the horizon if they can win that one.
Yeah, it's interesting, Brad. So as you look at this Ole Miss team, 30,000-foot view, it's fascinating because, again, this time last year it was a lock that Ole Miss was going to the college football playoff, the last dance thing, maybe the most talented roster in school history. Then you fall short of that. So the outlook going into this season, I just it's almost like people have forgotten about Ole Miss, and I just wonder what is the outlook after you fail to make that playoff last year. Like you said, might not be as talented, but might actually finish with more wins and might get to the playoff because the schedule sets up really well and some things break your way. A lot of it's going to come down to Austin Simmons. He's going to get a lot of the headlines. Just your thoughts on this team, your thoughts on the Austin Simmons era truly beginning. And I guess you've already mentioned it, but I mean, Ole Miss is kind of in that group where I feel like everybody feels pretty convinced that it's Bama, Texas, Georgia, and LSU that are the favorites from the SEC to make a push to the college football playoff. And then there's this big cluster of the next like 5, 6, 7 teams that a lot of people are just going either way on, right? There's some people picking them to win 9, 10 games. Some people picking them to win 6 or 7. So sell me on Ole Miss. Like why can Ole Miss be that surprise team and do something? And I think you and I even talked about it. The irony that if they were to do it this year, when they were unable to accomplish that feat last year, when it just seemed like it was a foregone conclusion, they were going to make it. I mean, sell me why you think Ole Miss can make the college football playoff, and obviously what you're expecting from Austin Simmons, a guy that I'll admit, Brad, I'm very high on and excited to watch this year.
Well, it's interesting, your original point you talked about Ole Miss being kind of the talk of the town last year, and now this year no one's really saying anything. Well, Lane Kiffin was asked that. Coach, what's the difference going into this season when not a lot of people are talking about the college football playoff and that sort of thing? And he said, you know, it's interesting that not everybody's talking about us being Ole Miss in the college football playoff, but yet we're being Ole Miss still ranked, what, 7, 8 in the conference. So even though Ole Miss is not up in that upper echelon, they're still being discussed as being a good to a better team than average in the SEC. Look, I've said all along, I think this team probably finishes 9-3 because it never goes to chalk like you think it probably will. I think it's going to be very difficult to win on the road against Georgia. I think anytime LSU and Ole Miss play, specifically in Oxford, it's a wild game. I think you could go either way. And I think you look at games like Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, those games are just, you know, you think you want to try to win two of those three. So that's kind of where I get to 9-3. And then I think there is a chance you can't slip up against Arkansas or Kentucky. And then, of course, at the end of the year, where's Mississippi State mentally when you get to that game? That game's, of course, in Starkville this year. So if Mississippi State's playing with a pulse and they're 5-6, a chance to make it to a bowl game, they're going to play like their hair's on fire. That's something you can't prepare for. So, yeah, I think this team probably sits around that 9-3. A chance to go to 10-2, probably not 8-4 would be the floor, but I'm sitting around 9-3 right now.
Brad, last thing before we get you out of here. If Ole Miss is going to get to that 10-win mark, if they're going to break through and make the playoff, is there a key that you have in mind that this team, something they have to do? Is it as simple as Austin Simmons, or is it something beyond that in your mind that they've got to take care of and take advantage of to get to that 10-win mark?
Yeah, I think they can't be a situation where they're getting in shootouts with teams. I think Austin Simmons is elite. I don't know right now if I'm ready to put all of my chips in with the offensive line. I need to see a little bit more of that. But I love their wide receiver play and their running back play. The question is what about that defense? And I don't know that you're ready to get into a run-and-shoot game, for example, with South Carolina, with Florida, with LSU, with Georgia, maybe even some non-conference games against Tennessee and Washington State. You know, I really want to see that defense. But I think if Ole Miss makes it to the college football playoff, that means they have beaten Oklahoma on the road. They figured out to not have any landmines against Tulane, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, and they've beaten Oklahoma on the road, and they, you know, kind of finished 10-2 and figured out a way to possibly beat LSU at home, then maybe slip up against Florida or somewhere like that. They've got to finish 10-2, but in order for that to happen, that defense has to make plays, and they can't be just atrocious. They've got to be better than average, and the offense has to be elite for Ole Miss to make it to the playoff.
Going to be a fun season down in Oxford. Can't wait to get back down to the Grove, the Square, and, of course, Vaught Hemingway. And see you, my friend Brad Logan. Again, Brad Logan, one of the best in business when it comes to talking all things Rebels. Again, like I mentioned, of the Logan Media Network, also does stuff with Believe in Ole Miss and the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Brad, again, appreciate you taking the time. Let folks know, in case they've been living under a rock, where they can find all of your great work.
All of our social channels, that's, of course, at Brad Logan COT on Twitter/X, and that's at Brad Logan Sports on Facebook. We'd love for you to follow our podcast, The Red and Blue Crew. That's at Red Blue Crew Pod, and we've got quite the following. I do a podcast with David Johnson, and we really, really enjoy following Ole Miss sports there. But do a little contributing work with On Three. That's, of course, with Rebel Grove, formerly the Ole Miss Spirit. Great crew over there, so enjoy working with those guys and ready to get the season kicked off.
Brad, great stuff as always, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time. We'll definitely do it again soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations, the Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life, a major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships. Moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
This is a vacation with Chase Sapphire Reserve, the butler who knows your name. This is the robe, the view, the steam from your morning coffee. This is the complimentary breakfast on the balcony, the beach with no one else on it. This is The Edit, a collection of hand-picked luxury hotels you can access with Chase Sapphire Reserve, and a $500 Edit credit that gets you closer to all of it. Chase Sapphire Reserve, the most rewarding card.
Learn more at chase.com/sapphire reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.